Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1.
Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
My friends say volunteering isn't a good idea. The thought of doing something for free doesn't attract them at all. But I think volunteering is absolutely necessary in the modern world. If you help someone today, maybe somebody else will help you when you need it. Or maybe they'll help your friends or relatives. Kind things are like a boomerang. They come back to the people who do something positive without expecting anything in return.
Speaker B.
Volunteering is hard, in my opinion. You have to find time in your schedule to do tasks that are often hard. Still, many teenagers, including me, volunteer their time, not only because doing something good invites good karma, but also because it'll look good on your CV. If you have been a volunteer, your chances to be accepted at a good college or university jump right up. By helping others, you can help yourself.
Speaker C.
For me, volunteering is a chance to meet new people and make friends. I take part in international volunteering programs like youth summer camps that focus on the environment or teach younger kids. I have many friends on Facebook, thanks to my volunteer activities, and now I know much more about the world around me. I'd really like to be a volunteer at the Olympic Village in Sochi in 2014, but I hear foreigners can't do that. It's such a pity.
Speaker D.
I've been working as a volunteer for several years already, and I enjoy it immensely. I feel socially useful and part of the community I belong to. It might take a lot of my time and energy and be very demanding, but the satisfaction I get in the end is worth it all. Volunteering is so rewarding. And thanks to wise time management, somehow I always find time for everything. Studies, leisure, and helping others. So it is really great.
Speaker E.
I think everyone should try volunteering at some point in their life, and it's not only about being useful to your community. Volunteering teaches you about yourself and the world around you. You begin to appreciate what you have, but might have been taken for granted, because you see so many people who can't afford the simplest things that you use every day without noticing it. When you understand the real value of things, you grow up.
Speaker F.
I'm a volunteer at the local library, and I'm proud of it. My job is to find books for the library. I find old books that people have already read and don't want anymore. At first, when I knocked on people's doors, they didn't understand what I wanted. Sometimes they even laughed at me, but I didn't give up. I organized a fair and a book sale, and people began to pay attention. I've managed to collect many books for the library, and that's quite an achievement.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
My friends say volunteering isn't a good idea. The thought of doing something for free doesn't attract them at all. But I think volunteering is absolutely necessary in the modern world. If you help someone today, maybe somebody else will help you when you need it. Or maybe they'll help your friends or relatives. Kind things are like a boomerang. They come back to the people who do something positive without expecting anything in return.
Speaker B.
Volunteering is hard, in my opinion. You have to find time in your schedule to do tasks that are often hard. Still, many teenagers, including me, volunteer their time, not only because doing something good invites good karma, but also because it'll look good on your CV. If you have been a volunteer, your chances to be accepted at a good college or university jump right up. By helping others, you can help yourself.
Speaker C.
For me, volunteering is a chance to meet new people and make friends. I take part in international volunteering programs like youth summer camps that focus on the environment or teach younger kids. I have many friends on Facebook, thanks to my volunteer activities, and now I know much more about the world around me. I'd really like to be a volunteer at the Olympic Village in Sochi in 2014, but I hear foreigners can't do that. It's such a pity.
Speaker D.
I've been working as a volunteer for several years already, and I enjoy it immensely. I feel socially useful and part of the community I belong to. It might take a lot of my time and energy and be very demanding, but the satisfaction I get in the end is worth it all. Volunteering is so rewarding. And thanks to wise time management, somehow I always find time for everything. Studies, leisure, and helping others. So it is really great.
Speaker E.
I think everyone should try volunteering at some point in their life, and it's not only about being useful to your community. Volunteering teaches you about yourself and the world around you. You begin to appreciate what you have, but might have been taken for granted, because you see so many people who can't afford the simplest things that you use every day without noticing it. When you understand the real value of things, you grow up.
Speaker F.
I'm a volunteer at the local library, and I'm proud of it. My job is to find books for the library. I find old books that people have already read and don't want anymore. At first, when I knocked on people's doors, they didn't understand what I wanted. Sometimes they even laughed at me. But I didn't give up. I organized a fair and a book sale, and people began to pay attention. I've managed to collect many books for the library, and that's quite an achievement.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True, какие не соответствуют 2. False, и о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Matthew. It's great that I bumped into you today. I wanted to ask you something.
Hi, Jill. I'll be happy if I can help somehow. What's up?
It's my mom's birthday next week, and I want to make a special surprise for her and cook something really delicious and unusual for her birthday dinner. You've traveled a lot and tried different cuisines. Can you suggest something?
I don't know. What would you like to try cooking? A first course? Dessert?
Something not too complicated. I don't have much experience with cooking.
Okay, well, you know, my grandmother comes from Germany. She's become quite Americanized, but she still cooks a lot of German national dishes, especially desserts.
German desserts? That sounds interesting. Can you name any?
Just a second, I'm trying to think. Well, for instance, Apfelkuchen, which is a bit like our apple pie. There are other types of German pastries my grandma prepares. I think she can give you a recipe if you ask her.
Don't you think she might mind?
I don't think so. In fact, I think she'll be pleased. But I should warn you, I think it's probably not a piece of cake making those recipes, if you'll forgive the pun.
Well, you might be right. What should I do then?
One more idea is soup.
Soup? Nobody ever eats soup in my family.
Why not? Don't they like it?
I don't know, actually.
Soups are quite easy to cook, and there are so many unusual ideas for making them. Hungarian cuisine, for example, has a lot of various soups.
Is Hungarian food considered good?
Actually, yes. Hungarian food is quite special, almost like French cuisine. Even exotic, I'd say.
Do you think I have all the necessary kitchen equipment and utensils to make soup?
A stove, a pot, a sharp knife, a spoon to stir it all. I think you just need the regular stuff. Have you got all that?
Of course. So can you give me a recipe?
I'll send a selection tonight by email so you can choose one.
Thanks, Matthew. You're a real star.
My pleasure. And I can give you a hand if you want.
That would be great.
It's a date, then.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Matthew. It's great that I bumped into you today. I wanted to ask you something.
Hi, Jill. I'll be happy if I can help somehow. What's up?
It's my mom's birthday next week, and I want to make a special surprise for her and cook something really delicious and unusual for her birthday dinner. You've traveled a lot and tried different cuisines. Can you suggest something?
I don't know. What would you like to try cooking? A first course? Dessert?
Something not too complicated. I don't have much experience with cooking.
Okay, well, you know, my grandmother comes from Germany. She's become quite Americanized, but she still cooks a lot of German national dishes, especially desserts.
German desserts? That sounds interesting. Can you name any?
Just a second, I'm trying to think. Well, for instance, Apfelkuchen, which is a bit like our apple pie. There are other types of German pastries my grandma prepares. I think she can give you a recipe if you ask her.
Don't you think she might mind?
I don't think so. In fact, I think she'll be pleased. But I should warn you, I think it's probably not a piece of cake making those recipes, if you'll forgive the pun.
Well, you might be right. What should I do then?
One more idea is soup.
Soup? Nobody ever eats soup in my family.
Why not? Don't they like it?
I don't know, actually.
Soups are quite easy to cook, and there are so many unusual ideas for making them. Hungarian cuisine, for example, has a lot of various soups.
Is Hungarian food considered good?
Actually, yes. Hungarian food is quite special, almost like French cuisine. Even exotic, I'd say.
Do you think I have all the necessary kitchen equipment and utensils to make soup?
A stove, a pot, a sharp knife, a spoon to stir it all. I think you just need the regular stuff. Have you got all that?
Of course. So can you give me a recipe?
I'll send a selection tonight by email so you can choose one.
Thanks, Matthew. You're a real star.
My pleasure. And I can give you a hand if you want.
That would be great.
It's a date, then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Here we are with our program, Daily Psychology. Our expert, Tom Burke, will tell us something exciting about building relationships in the modern world. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon.
So, Tom, tell us about today's topic.
Today we're focusing on the psychology of starting a relationship or getting acquainted. When do people decide if they want to become friends? It turns out it happens during the first 4 minutes they are together. Today, I'll offer some brief advice to anyone who is about to start a new friendship. But as we have just a few minutes on today's show, let me sum it up like this. If you meet someone in a social situation, give them your full attention for 4 minutes.
So how should people behave during these 4 minutes?
Firstly, when someone is introducing us to new people, we should try to be friendly and self-confident. In general, people like people who like themselves. On the other hand, we shouldn't make the other person think we are too sure of ourselves. It's important to be interested and sympathetic, realizing that the other person has their own needs, fears, and hopes. Pay attention to their interests, hobbies, family members, and the result will be practically immediate.
So probably you need to be born with these skills.
I often hear people say that you must have a talent for communication. True, some people establish contacts faster and more effectively than others. But this ability isn't genetic and can be learned.
Several people nowadays have their first communication with other people online. Are your recommendations useful for them?
For many modern people, internet communication is the best way to start a relationship, either because of their lifestyle or their character. For instance, they may work long hours, or they're shy. However, meeting someone online can be fine if at the end you want to meet them face to face. Sorry to say, internet addicts are a common problem. These people just can't stop surfing the net, and they never actually meet their online friends in real life.
Acting self-confident sounds like good advice, but is it really for everyone?
Some people might think it's dishonest to give the appearance of friendly self-confidence when we don't actually feel that way. Perhaps, but many psychologists believe that so-called total honesty isn't always good for social relationships, especially during the first 4 minutes of contact. and I share their point of view. Some play acting may be good for the first minutes of contact with a stranger. For example, a first meeting probably isn't the best time to complain about your health or to find faults with other people. It's better just to ask questions. Talk about the weather and cultural life, things like that.
So it's not the time to tell the whole truth about your opinions.
Exactly.
Do you have any final recommendations, Tom?
I'd like to add that much of what was said here can also be applied to relationships with family members and friends. According to scientists, husbands and wives, or parents and children often have problems during the first 4 minutes they're together after being apart for some time. Psychologists think that everyone should treat the first 4 minutes together with the utmost care. If there are some unpleasant issues, they should probably discuss them a bit later. After they've got used to each other again, they can talk about it with greater understanding.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Here we are with our program, Daily Psychology. Our expert, Tom Burke, will tell us something exciting about building relationships in the modern world. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon.
So, Tom, tell us about today's topic.
Today we're focusing on the psychology of starting a relationship or getting acquainted. When do people decide if they want to become friends? It turns out it happens during the first 4 minutes they are together. Today, I'll offer some brief advice to anyone who is about to start a new friendship. But as we have just a few minutes on today's show, let me sum it up like this. If you meet someone in a social situation, give them your full attention for 4 minutes.
So how should people behave during these 4 minutes?
Firstly, when someone is introducing us to new people, we should try to be friendly and self-confident. In general, people like people who like themselves. On the other hand, we shouldn't make the other person think we are too sure of ourselves. It's important to be interested and sympathetic, realizing that the other person has their own needs, fears, and hopes. Pay attention to their interests, hobbies, family members, and the result will be practically immediate.
So probably you need to be born with these skills.
I often hear people say that you must have a talent for communication. True, some people establish contacts faster and more effectively than others. But this ability isn't genetic and can be learned.
Several people nowadays have their first communication with other people online. Are your recommendations useful for them?
For many modern people, internet communication is the best way to start a relationship, either because of their lifestyle or their character. For instance, they may work long hours, or they're shy. However, meeting someone online can be fine if at the end you want to meet them face to face. Sorry to say, internet addicts are a common problem. These people just can't stop surfing the net, and they never actually meet their online friends in real life.
Acting self-confident sounds like good advice. But is it really for everyone?
Some people might think it's dishonest to give the appearance of friendly self-confidence when we don't actually feel that way. Perhaps, but many psychologists believe that so-called total honesty isn't always good for social relationships, especially during the first 4 minutes of contact. And I share their point of view. Some play acting may be good for the first minutes of contact with a stranger. For example, a first meeting probably isn't the best time to complain about your health or to find faults with other people. It's better just to ask questions. Talk about the weather and cultural life, things like that.
So it's not the time to tell the whole truth about your opinions.
Exactly.
Do you have any final recommendations, Tom?
I'd like to add that much of what was said here can also be applied to relationships with family members and friends. According to scientists, husbands and wives, or parents and children often have problems during the first 4 minutes they're together after being apart for some time. Psychologists think that everyone should treat the first 4 minutes together with the utmost care. If there are some unpleasant issues, they should probably discuss them a bit later. After they've got used to each other again, they can talk about it with greater understanding.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.